Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, everyone. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Welcome you out today and welcome you to a wonderful show that we have with a wonderful guest. Don't forget to visit our website, www.moneyripples.com. Check out our free blogs. We got great podcasts on iTunes as well as Blog Talk Radio. We've got events coming up. We got all kinds of great resources for you to check out. And so be sure to visit us and glean as much as you can from what value we have to offer. So I want to bring up here our guest today, which is actually one of my mentors, you know, someone that I've absolutely adore. You know, as much as another guy can adore another guy, this is pretty much it. A guy I've followed for years and even coached with and love him to death, Jonathan Sprinkles. If you haven't heard of him, you should. Jonathan, you know, you guys all know that when I bring people on the show here, like, I do not bring posers. Like, I don't want people that are just, they're like Doritos speakers, as I like to call them, or Doritos trainers. They're full of empty calories. They have no real content, no real value. They're just a lot of fluff, right? A lot of air and a lot of, you know, empty calories. Jonathan is not that way. I'll tell you, like, how I know him best is as a connection coach, like someone that really gets you to connect with people or connect with an audience. If you're trying to do that, he's amazing at doing that. I mean, how would it be to be able to connect with an audience more fully and be able to get people engaged with you to where they not only like you and trust you, but they want to buy from you as well. And that's what Jonathan does best. If you go look at his stuff, I mean, he's been all over TV and radio. I mean, he's been on ABC, Fox News, Glamour, Huffington Post, USA Today. He's gotten like the 40 under 40 in Houston. He's been National Speaker of the Year, Marketer of the Year, and Mentor of the Year 4 times with Disney. I mean, this guy is amazing, very entertaining, and it's just somebody that, again, like even from the heart, I truly adore. So, Jonathan, welcome to the show.
Hey, hey, hey. Man, that bio was so good. I wanted you to just keep talking.
Oh, well, I appreciate that, man. So, you know, in addition to what I just said, I mean, obviously we say you're an awesome guy and all, but tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you kind of came to be where you are in your business.
Well, I'll give the short version. In essence, people always ask, so how did you do this? And I always say, look, I don't know whether I found it or whether it found me. I started off out of college. I actually kind of knew what I wanted to do at a very early age, so I was a little bit rare. I had a kind of a weird path into it, though, because although I decided that I wanted to be out in front of people, I stuttered, I had terrible stage fright, and I was and still am an introvert. But I love the experience of being able to connect with people. So I got started recruiting on behalf of the College of Business at the University of Texas. And just out of school, I worked at Dell Computers for 2.5 years. And I was on the fast track to management in their sales department. But I knew I was at a disadvantage because 83% of communication is nonverbal. But 100% of what I had was verbal because we were talking over the phone. So I would study and I would learn different ways to connect with people faster. So I'd go to Toastmasters every Tuesday at 6 o'clock, and I quickly ascended through the ranks there. And I realized, hey, I've got something. I'd go out back and decorate my desk with all the best speaker ribbons and best evaluator ribbons. And it almost became a given that I was going to win. I thought, okay, well, maybe this is pretty good. And I started talking to kids on weekends about staying in school and making positive choices. And it turned out that I loved what I did on weekends more than I love my 9-to-5. But here's the key, Chris. I was making at 24 years old, $82,000.
Nice.
And that was more than I ever saw myself making. My mom was an educator. At her peak, she made $17,000. My father was a serial entrepreneur, so he made money and then lost money and lost some more money and then made a little bit of it back. So it was a trip because I didn't know what I was going to do. And this is where I had to make that decision. This is where a lot of people are. You have to make a decision today whether you're going to chase a paycheck or chase your purpose. And that doesn't always mean that you have to quit, but you do have to find out what brings you fulfillment. And when I talk about fulfillment, I mean what makes you feel full. What are those qualities in the day? What are those things that you do, those moments in life where you feel like you're fully alive? What are those things in your life that make you feel like you're really doing something that excites you? And that those are the times when you come most magnetic. Now, I know it seems like I'm talking more on the personal development side, but no, this is directly correlated to connection because it's that inner light that emanates from you. It's your own personal passion. It's that excitement. John Wesley said many years ago, well, he was the founder of the Methodist Church, and he founded his church in a time when churches really weren't that big. They weren't growing, and his church was growing like crazy. And he said, when people asked, how are you doing it? He said, it was very simple. Every Sunday, I stand at the pulpit, and I light myself on fire, and the world comes and watches me burn. That's what it's all about. That's the essence of connection. I believe it was W. Clement Stone who said that it's not the attitude of the prospect, but the attitude of the salesman that determines whether or not the sale is ever made. So I'm telling you right now that it's not about the audience or the prospect or the customer or the client that determines whether you're able to connect with them. It's whether or not you're able to connect with yourself and find that thing that's so exciting to you that you feel like these people absolutely have to buy into your idea. They have to believe in what you're saying because you know that you know that you know that what you're saying is going to help them.
Wow. just low up with the fire there, didn't you? That's awesome. So, yeah.
That is the essence of what connection is about. It's not about sales tricks and learning these scripts and all those other things that some people teach. And that stuff is fine, but I honestly don't believe that if you're having a real conversation with somebody. Like, Chris, have you ever had one of those times where you know for a fact that you just met this person, but it feels like you've known them your whole life?
Absolutely.
It wasn't because you were reading from a script, was it?
Nope,
it wasn't because you knew the right thing to say at the right time. It just flowed naturally. Why? Because this is essential. Connection happens when what is important to you is also important to them. It's that resonance that says, I believe what you believe. So there are some ways, and this is what we do at Presentation Power, there are some ways that you can structure your business presentation, or you can structure your sales cycle, or you can structure the conversation that you have to find those things systematically that matter to people. So Chris, for example, I know that you love movies. If I wanted to connect with you, I'm going to talk about what?
Movies.
Movies. Right. Now, it doesn't mean that I have to manufacture something or say, hey, you love Weekend at Bernie's? Oh, I love Weekend at Bernie's. No, I really don't. But what you can do is talk about the principles behind movies and start that in a line of conversation so that you know how to speak to what matters most to them. Not just, this is key, not just the position they hold, but to the person they are.
Right. I love that. You got to have that personal connection, right? There's got to be that way to be able to really bring it to them so where they feel like they know you, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So how would people be able to know that? Like, how would they be able to do that?
Well, Harvey McKay asked his group when they were struggling many years ago. Harvey McKay is the owner of McKay Paper. McKay Envelopes. McKay Envelope. They're a paper distribution company in Minnesota, and they were struggling many, many years ago. And they were saying, look, what are we going to do? We're getting creamed by the competition. And he challenged his sales reps to learn 66 facts about their top clients. They called it the McKay 66. He said, I want you to number your paper from 1 to 66, and you find your top clients, and you find out what their kids' names are. You find out what sports their kids play, who their favorite athletes are, and so on and so forth. I mean, don't just stop it when your anniversary is. I mean, go all the way down until you find 66 facts about each client. And it turned out that, for example, they had one top client who their child was in the hospital, and they knew that this child was a big hockey fan. They ended up getting his favorite hockey player's jersey autograph, and they gave it to him in the hospital, and the kid was just over the top, and the client was just so ingratiated that he ended up becoming his top client of all. He shifted all of his business from the competitor over to him, and he said, nobody else does this. And they went into the connection mode. They said, instead of just trying to transact with our clients, we want to connect with them. What's important to them will be important to us. And based on that, they found out what was important to each and every one of them, and they started to take over market share. Not because they had the lower prices, not because they had the better product, or not because they had a longer lasting business, but because they decided to stop trying to transact or stop trying to go from business to business and make it a person-to-person connection. See, we all know this to be true. People do business with people they know, like, and what?
Trust.
Trust, right. But people keep doing business, Chris, with people they connect with. Remember that. People do business with people they know, like, and trust, but people keep doing business with people they connect with. All things being equal, I'm going to do business with the person I connect with. Why? Because I like you more. Hey, you might even be more expensive than the competitor. You might even be newer than the competitor. You might be smaller. You might not have all of the advantages. But if I have a connection with you, I'm going to do business with you. You are my brand of choice.
That's absolutely right. I've seen that so true in my own business and a lot of other people's too. And it's funny because a lot of people get in that scarcity. They'll say, oh, well, I can't compete with these people. Or, man, like those people stink. They just go crazy about their quote-unquote competition, which in reality, I don't think there is a competition because I think we all have our unique abilities and ways that we can serve people and have that niche, right? But it's funny how the people just get so desperate and just almost fold. Like they'll just say, I quit. I can't take it anymore.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And because we're focusing on all the wrong things, because we weren't told any differently. We were taught to do the standard business practices, but what people don't seem to grasp is that we've shifted the economy. We are now in the connection economy. If I tweet Whole Foods, I know for a fact that although Whole Foods is a multi-billion-dollar company, that I'm going to get a tweet back from them. If I tweet Starbucks, I know that I'm going to get a tweet back from Starbucks. Why? Because I've tested it. It's happened several times. Now, these are multi-billion dollar companies. The expectations of the modern client or the consumer has changed so much. It's not any longer just about who has the better, faster XYZ. It's which one really connects with me as an individual.
Yes.
So the expectations have changed, and now what that means is that we have to change around our game plan as entrepreneurs and people in business in the way in which we address these people. It means that we're no longer just going to be able to say, hey, buy one, get one free. We really have to invest time in getting to know what's important to them.
Ah, amen. Awesome. Hey, take a few minutes. And so, I mean, obviously that's on an individual front, which is amazing. I mean, that's stuff that I hope everybody's taking notes on right now. Address this really quickly about when you're dealing with a group of people, because you obviously can't take a list of 66 things with a whole room of people, for example. What are just maybe one or two things people can do to really connect with a group of people, like an audience or even just a small business meeting that they might be presenting at or something?
Well, very simple. There's a lot of things, first of all.
Yeah.
I just finished my first book called Presentation Power, you can get it on Kindle, and I have a special rate. It's like $2.99 or something, because I'm just making it so affordable for everybody. I don't want anybody to say I want it, but I can't afford it. Presentation Power is on Kindle, and I go through and I talk about 21 different steps laid out like nobody else talks about. If you notice, I think a little bit differently than most people, and you can get that on Kindle, so you can get more of this kind of thinking. So I have an event by the same name that is for entrepreneurs, where I really go in detail about it. So again, this is just going to scratch the surface, but I want to make sure that I add value to everybody who's listening right now. So the first thing that you want to do is you want to remember to start strong and finish stronger. Now, Chris, let's go into movies. Now, I'm a music kind of guy more than movies, but because it's you, I'm going to switch to movies. So I call it the James Bond opening. You notice in every James Bond movie, it never starts with like the sun coming up and the birds chirping, and then James wakes up and he says, "Oh, it's Friday, isn't it?" No, he starts with some kind of really big opening. He's sneaking into a secret casino night where this bad guy is, and he fights off 50 people, and then he blows up the place, and he goes away in a big cloud of smoke. Boom, boom, boom. Why? Because they're drawing in the audience. So that's the way that you want to start. That's the formulaic start for every James Bond movie. And there's like, oh, over 1,000 of them at this point. And it's they do it this way consistently. Why? Because it works. You want to begin your presentation that same way. Start fast. So don't just say, "Hi, good morning. My name is Chris, and today I'm going to talk about money." No. You start off with a story and put them in the middle of the story. Let's go back. December 5th, 1995. I looked at my bank account, and I saw $3.22. Now, the reason why this was so important, the reason why $3.22 was so important was because I had to pay my rent this day, and my child needed new diapers. And I also had no gas in my car. How many of you have ever been in this place before? See, now we're in the middle. I'm compelled. I'm instantly drawn in. That's the boom, boom, boom happening around you and your story. So now I want to know, how do you get out of this? How do you get out of this incredible circumstance? If you start off giving them some value, something compelling from the beginning, you've hooked them for the next few minutes until that story is over. So start strong and then also finish stronger. Do the same thing. Always finish on a high note. Don't just say, "Hey, thank you very much. Goodbye." Think about how you can also close on a high note and get that attention to the highest place. Why is that important? Because people always remember the first and the last part of every single movie. If you remember that movie, Usual Suspects, terrible movie with a fantastic ending. Slow, dragged on, but the ending was just phenomenal. In the last 30 seconds, you're like, oh my God, right? You love how it ended. And that's the reason why they did it that way. And that's why that movie became a classic, because it was a movie that had such a phenomenal ending. So start strong, finish strong.
Just like in music, the crescendo, right?
Crescendo, there you go.
Yep.
So let me give one more really quickly. A term that I have coined, and we really talked about this for about a good 30, 40 minutes, so I really break it down in Presentation Power, is called bus stops. Yes. So bus stops are the time, you remember this, Chris.
Oh, yeah. I use this all the time.
Yeah. This is one of those key moments. A bus stop in real life is a time in which the bus stops at a corner and picks up people. And it goes to another corner and stops, and it picks up more people. In your presentation, you want to make bus stops so that you are picking up more people along the way, getting people on board with you. So bus stops in your presentation are times in which you intentionally relate to people. So, for example, if I know I have a movie, if I have a bunch of people who love movies, I'm going to stop and talk about different movies. If I know I'm talking to a crowd of parents, I'm going to talk about parenting experience. Or if I'm not a parent myself, I'll talk about being a mentor or having people for whom I am responsible. Same thing, my leadership experience. I'm drawing parallels between my life and theirs. So the key to making effective bus stops is you want to ask yourself this one question. What do I know about what it's like to be them? What do I know about what it's like to be them? There are two things you want to think about. What are their problems and what are their pressures? What bothers them right now? What are they talking about around the water cooler? What are they saying? God, I really hope I can get a solution for X. And what are the pressures they're facing? Is it time? Is it money? Is it other people? Are they going to lose their job? What are the pressures? Speak to those things specifically and talk about how that's also relevant in your life and how you've had that same instance happen in your life and what you had to do to get out of a similar circumstance, and then you will instantly become their hero.
Yes. No, that was the one. That's the one I constantly use, and I was hoping you would cover that one because that's a big one.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, hey, I know we're running short on time, but give us just tell us a little bit about presentation power, because that's where I learned a lot of these concepts, and really it changed the way that I relate to people, I connect, as well as speak to an audience. Tell them a little bit about that you have coming up.
Oh, presentation power?
Yes.
So every January and July, I have an entrepreneur version of presentation power. And those who are in corporate jobs, and this is for the people who are saying, I want to work on my personal brand. I want to possibly get published. I want to learn how to write a book or possibly use presentations to promote my business. For those people who are interested in that, then, and by the way, it doesn't always have to be presentations in which you speak to people in an audience. This is an example of a presentation. If you want to be interviewed like I am or be on television like I've been, if you want to do local TV or radio, and by the way, if you're in business, you should. You should never overlook that. If they're looking for content, they're looking for people like you, but you just have to learn how to package and present in a way that's compelling to people who have the power to put you on. So that's what Presentation Power, the entrepreneur version, is for. And starting next year, we're also going to roll out a version for the enterprise version. This is also people who are working in corporate jobs, who may not say, I ever want to become a published author. Maybe you just have a sales team that you want to bring along with you so you can learn how to sell more effectively or learn how to lead more effectively. Everybody who has team meetings, if you are, for example, a chiropractor or a dentist and you know that you need to lead your group more effectively, you and your team can come along and you're going to learn the tenets of being able to package and present your message more effectively. If you're saying, hey, this is the vision, and I need to be able to tell my vision in a way that people can, so that it, number one, resonates with them, so they can repeat it, and then they can roll with it, then that's what I'm going to teach you in that. So you can go to getpresentationpower.com, and you can get more information about that, or you can just give us a call directly at 832-429-5161, 832-429-5161, and we'll take care of you.
Awesome. Jonathan, thank you so much. I recommend highly that you go to this event. It's such a great training that you get. It's fun. There's one thing for sure is that Jonathan is anything. I mean, man, that guy is just hilarious. It's so much fun. It's so enjoyable, and you learn a ton. I know I've learned a ton of stuff, and even when I've seen other speaker trainers, it kind of took out some of the wind out of their sails, because and Jonathan gives you a lot of the good tools that you need and really helps you be able to develop that craft to connect, not just to speak well, but to really connect with people to where they feel like they know you better than they actually do, and they want to be around you. They trust you. And one of the funny phrases that still sticks with me today is that Jonathan says is, if you're funny, you'll make more money, right? So it's awesome. So I recommend you guys go there. So that's getpresentationpower.com. Is that right?
Correct. Getpresentationpower.com.
Man, awesome. Jonathan, thank you so much for today. Awesome interview. Great value as always. And so thank you so much, man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And by the way, if any of your folks, Chris, want to come to Presentation Power, and this isn't anything I was thinking about doing before, but you know what? I like you. I support you. And anybody who's connected to you, obviously they must have a kindred spirit. So I just have a feeling I'm going to like them as well. So if any of your folks want to come to Presentation Power, give us a call and just say, hey, I want to come to Presentation Power, but I don't want to pay the regular price. We will give you a discount code that will help you save money. I'm not going to tell you what the discount is, but if you're interested enough to give us a call and you're serious about coming, then you take that first step and then we'll take the next two steps to make sure that we get you there. How about that?
Sweet. I love it. Take action, you get results. That's the key, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Chris, by the way, I'm so proud of you. Congratulations to you and all your success.
Hey, appreciate it, man. And everybody else, thanks for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week as we have more great content, great interviews to help you be able to prosper, not just 20 or 30, 40 years from now, but right now, today. Everybody, make it a great week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at MoneyRipples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.